the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
rantemradio.com, click that chat listen live button, take part in the show. The number for you guys to call in is 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. I already got two callers on the line. First, we got Doom. Doom, how you doing, man?
Chilling, keeping it peaceful.
Next up, caller in the 619, Big Tone, what's up, man?
Fuck Goldberg, sorry ass.
That's right. Fucking right in the air. We got a lot to talk about tonight, guys. A lot to talk about. Particularly everything that happened this weekend. This is a sports show, but I did want to at least touch. I think I would be completely wrong if I didn't touch the incident that went down in Charlottesville this weekend. What's your take on it, guys? What did you think about the situation in Charlottesville?
I got a problem with people that ain't from here starting stuff on, you know, my area. You know, I'm a Virginian and stuff. And all everywhere, everybody making it seem like we were a bunch of wild hillbillies and stuff down here. And that, you know, I don't condone none of the violence and stuff, man. But it's sickening that my state's getting drugged through the mud
for some idiots that act stupid down there. I have stake down there because my son's from there, yeah. And I was stationed down there for about 6.5 years. So I know how the Virginia people are. They are some nice, courteous. What's the word for it? They are some
country folk.
People. And just for just straight country.
It was an unfortunate incident. Life was lost. Also, you had a bunch of folks injured down there. So, thoughts and prayers go out to you guys. Like I said, I just hate to see stuff like that happen. The only thing you should be arguing and bickering about is the fantasy team this year. That's the only thing we should be fussing and fighting about is the fantasy team this year. That's it. That's all.
And how much Brock Lesnar sucks.
Don't let Tony see hear you say that.
Hey, I don't give a damn. Uh-huh. Speak of the devil.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the week that is sports, guys. We are looking at a suspension for the Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. He's been suspended for 6 games by the NFL for conduct detrimental to the league. Was this the right move by the NFL?
You damn right. They should have suspended his ass longer. Shit. How much more stuff is he going to do? I mean, he's got a domestic violence charge. He pulled a girl's boob out in public, yes, knowing she didn't want that. Got into a bar fight and stuff, doing 100, 120 into 55. I mean, this dude out of control, man.
Big Tone, what do you think about this? I'm about to ask you, Big Tone, what you think about the suspension of Zeke Elliott by the league?
All Cowboys suck, so that's good. But no, I hate Cowboys too. But no, I mean, if the cops didn't charge him with nothing and he know he did it, then yeah, suspend his ass for not for 6. I'd give him 3. I'd give him 3 games. I wouldn't take 6.
But that's the standard.
But the thing is, I know, but the thing is, they took a whole year. If they were going to do something like that, they should have suspended him as soon as they found out.
Yeah.
As soon as they, I don't care if the accusations came down, They should have did their investigation instead of stretching it out for a whole year. And it makes people look stupid because, like they said, Ray Rice, how long did it happen to Ray Rice? They did that shit. Yeah. But Brady's got four games for some dumb shit.
But Ray Rice...
It just don't make any sense.
Ray Rice was the catalyst, though. Until that video came out, nobody cared. You know, he just got hemmed up. See, the...
But once that video hit, Lord.
and right now, six games is the minimum, if any allegations. And I was listening to a sports show, and they were saying that it doesn't matter if he's not found guilty or not. In the bylaws of the players' agreement, the NFL has the right to suspend you on suspicion of it.
But that articles of Confederate the articles that I have in the players' agreement, yeah, saying yeah, if they suspect you doing something silly, they can get you for it. Yeah, I know.
And he ain't helping his case for his attitude. How he been?
Well, that's making it even worse.
Oh yeah, and it's already being reported that he's going to be filing his appeal either tomorrow or on Wednesday. So.
He ain't going to win that joint, man.
I don't think he's going to win either. Really,
he ain't going to win it.
I really don't think he is. I think he just needs to take this punishment. It's meant to sit back and relax. I do have a problem with him being compared to certain other folks like a Ray Rice because everything in this particular case is alleged. We said already that Ray Rice had a video. Everything that Zeke supposedly did is alleged.
That was proven. They saw that. Mm-hmm. That's proven. But the thing is, with her, they came back and found out she's a bullshit liar any motherfucking way, and they still giving him six.
Yeah.
To a point, but you got to err on the caution. Once they find out he did beat her one time, then it'll be Ray Rice all over again.
I do agree with Skip Bayless.
I agree.
I do agree with Skip Bayless in this one sense, though. If you can prove hard factual evidence that he committed that. If he did domestic violence, he should be gone not only for the six games, but for the year. That much I do agree with. But there's no evidence of him doing anything. But, you know, I think this is the NFL, more or less.
He say, she say shit, covering their ass because they don't want to look stupid and they don't want to have the same thing that happened to Ray Rice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's what this is. It's a damn shame. Which leads me to my next question. Can the Cowboys survive 6 weeks without Zeke?
They suck anyway, so no big deal. They're accident, like what did Stephen A say? They're an accident waiting to happen. Well, there's the accident. Now we're gonna show you how they really act. They really gonna be fucked. But can they leave, did they last six games without him? Yeah, I have to give them I have to give them a little bit of credit. Yeah, I think they can do it. But it's not going to be – six games, I say that when he gets back, they'll be three – they'll probably be 2-3. Well, 2-4, my bad.
Who they got their first game? I mean, because I know we got a tough schedule with the NFC East this year.
They get their first game, I think, is against the Giants.
Oh, that's good. I don't know. They might win that one. That might be an L. I don't know.
You never know that because that's a rock.
But if Jerry Jones is smart, he should let him take the suspension.
Come on now. Jerry Jones just left. After Jerry Jones get in the Hall of Fame, he's going to try to keep his name and the Dallas Cowboy name out there regardless.
No, what I'm saying, I'm talking about as a football thing, that's 6 weeks of him still being healthy that you could run him harder in the playoffs. That's how I look at it.
That's true, too. Assuming they make it, that's true.
I agree, but will they get to the playoffs is the question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we got to look. Hell, we still in preseason, man. We don't know who's going to be garbage this year.
But the point is we have football. That's the point.
Yes.
We have football.
Yeah, that's the good point. That's the good part. We have football.
Yes. None of
that the garbage ass bullshit.
With the NBA season being over, we need something
Oh, it's plenty of drama. It's been all summer. I don't know where. We had breakups.
People turning on each other.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny.
Heel turns.
Yep.
Heel turns. Backstabs, heel turns. and
people
faction
jumping off.
They redoing factions. Yeah, jumping from one faction to another.
Jumping off the apron. He go for the hot tag and you just leave him hanging.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into this national anthem situation. Marshawn Lynch and Michael Bennett sat on the bench for the national anthem this weekend. How come they haven't faced the same issues that Kaepernick has faced?
Because Cap did it first.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. And they know Marshawn Lynch is and Marshawn command respect. Yeah. That's all.
And you can't say nothing to Marshawn Lynch. He only do damn press conferences.
Nope. Plus, I think, too, both those guys got Super Bowl rings and the attitude of they don't give a damn. So I think when you put those two together, they might be all right.
I mean,
what can you say? They can't tell him. They can't say shit.
Yep.
Cap just went to one. Yeah.
Cap went to one. If the lights didn't go out in Louisiana, they would have beat them. But we're not going there. I'm still pissed off about that shit. If they would have won that game and Cap got his ring, I doubt they would have said shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't see how everybody say you're a horrible quarterback when some of these dudes that they paying all this money to ain't even made it to a championship game, and he made it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Well, man,
to the NFC title game?
Yep.
At least
and won it.
Mm-hmm.
And that year that they lost to, was it Denver or Seattle? Seattle that year.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Super Bowl. Cause Seattle beat the brakes off of Denver that year.
They did.
Killed them.
watched the brakes off.
And if it wasn't for a damn catch and that
dude
ass motherfucker
getting his leg
and we would have won that game too. But that's water under the bridge. It's in the past. We can't go back and worry about it. We ain't like Cowboy fans that always remind people, well, we got this, we got that. Well, we lost, okay, we suck it up and we keep going. I know he's going to call. I know he's listening. I know he's going to call in too. I know.
Listen, we ain't going to sit here and disrespect the Dallas Cowboys on this network.
Fuck
shit.
Cowboys.
Watch me. Cowboys, fuck the Patriots, fuck them all.
He's just making all kind of enemies tonight. First the Cowboys, then winning the Patriots.
Surfer and Rays could call in. They get it too, damn it.
That's right.
They keep thinking they damn quarterback Surfer gonna
says,
be the one.
Surfer says he can't call in Mondays. I think he might be a little afraid to call in on Mondays. That's what I think.
He gonna get crushed.
I think this might be started a downfall for him.
Could be.
I just got a feeling that they're not going to age. It's going to catch up to Brady.
Because next year the Patriots got a decision. You gonna do Garoppolo or are you going to let him go and hold on to Brady? So they got a decision next year. They got a decision.
You already know what they're going to do.
They'll let Brady go?
Fuck no.
Wow.
They're going to ride that shit.
They're going to ride it.
The wheels.
They're going to ride
off.
Until the brakes fall off.
Mm-hmm. You remember Bobby Hebert from the New Orleans Saints? When he left the Saints and went over to the Falcons, they ran him till his arm fell off. So, yeah, I can see another case of that happening for sure.
But they're going to be screwed because once Brady goes down, it's going to be
that's a wrap.
Yep.
It's over. They're done.
If he goes down, he's done. Garoppolo and they let Garoppolo go. I don't.
Move. Who's to say Garoppolo's that good, man? That's what I'm saying. We already had a coach, and he got hurt in that two-game sample size he played.
Yeah. But a lot of these New England quarterbacks get thrust into that spotlight because of the system that they run. So, I mean, Matt Castle, he did wonders when he was there, and after he left there, he wasn't about dead. I think he went to Pro Bowl 1 year after that. Other than that, he wasn't nothing, so... Players in that system tend to thrive. So,
yeah, but it's only, again, it's a matter of time. You can't be on top forever, yeah. And their time is coming. So, it's finna be the point that Patriots, they're gonna turn to the damn. Just like when the Buffalo Bills had that run when they were.
They're gonna be like they're gonna turn into Cleveland real quick.
Yep.
Browns, boy, the Brownies.
Because Brady's just the master of the short slant. Once he's gone, that fear going to go away. Bill Belichick just got lucky with his system and the right quarterback to run it.
All right, let's move over to boxing. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's move over to boxing.
Let's not go there because you don't want to go there because the only thing we're going to talk about is Floyd Mayweather knocking Conor McGregor the fuck out, and there's nothing else to say.
Nah, I don't doubt that, man. I'll be the wild card on that one. Everybody keep laughing at McGregor. I got a chance, man. He's going to try to fight Floyd, and that's something that ain't nobody tried to do. Everybody tried to box.
Oh, Zab Judah. That's not true. Zab Judah tried that shit, and Zab Judah still lost the fucking fight.
Okay, and Pacquiao fought him with one arm and went 12 rounds. So
exactly. But I'm not gonna sit here and say that Conor McGregor is gonna go in there within the first three rounds get knocked the fuck out. I'm not saying that.
Right.
If he Conor's don't,
got, he's got skills.
Yeah.
If he don't stick Floyd between in the first and try to and rush him and pressure him in the first three rounds, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. Floyd's gonna figure him out, which I think he already has, and he's gonna give him that first two rounds to see what he got, and he's gonna figure him out, and that's a wrap. He's done.
Because I say on the flip side, who was it? His sparring partner, the one that was talking trash, saying,
"Ooh, Malignaggi." No, that was bullshit. Paul Malignaggi just did that shit to make him look good. That's all. I don't know. Because Keith Thurman and them was sitting there fucking with him already. They put out a video of him how Conor was fucking sparring. They know Malignaggi was bullshit because Malignaggi would put him to sleep.
Okay, I got a feeling he might not flip.
Teddy Atlas even said that shit. Teddy Atlas said, "Come on, Paul Malignaggi is just he's just doing this shit because it's for the money." He is making it look good, making Conor McGregor look good, because if Paul Malignaggi really wanted to, he would put Conor McGregor to sleep.
Okay.
Well, both guys are also are hyping up the fight because you got Mayweather up here saying that Conor should win because he's the taller man, the longest reach, the taller dude. So he's up here saying that McGregor should win the fight or be a favorite to win the fight. I think he's just sell tickets.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's trying to make $1 billion off this fight, of course. Yeah. He's trying to set him up and he's done. He's not going to fight again, of course.
50 and up.
He's also saying that he's using the N-word. He's calling in all kinds of using racial slurs and shit and fucking with him to make it look bad and hyping it up even more to make everybody want to say, oh, Conor going to get in the room. He's been rolling his mouth like that. Floyd's going to beat the shit out of him. Drive up the price.
Now, in fairness, I never heard Conor McGregor say what was reportedly said by calling him a monkey. I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear the N-word. Only thing I heard is say,
no, I heard that.
I didn't hear the N-word. I didn't hear also what Floyd said about calling people monkeys. I didn't hear anything about calling a monkey. If he called some...
I ain't heard that either.
I didn't hear
But it was the context how he said it because he was dancing around. Like, it wasn't like he used the term like a racially way. It was just like, you know, the way he was dancing.
Right.
You know, it was like an insult, but not like a racial insult. It was just, They were just shit talking. But which, in them press conferences, McGregor was killing goddamn Floyd Mayweather. I'm sorry, man. When he was. Especially when Mayweather had to wear them two inch sole shoes to look him eye to eye, man. I was dumb when they pointed that out, dog.
Should be an interesting fight. I still think Floyd's going, as Shannon Sharp would say, lump him up.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, everybody he endorsed. You know, he was talking about LeBron was going to give it to Golden State. So I take that with a grain of salt coming from his.
I just think that Conor's going to be overmatched. I really think he will be. I think he will be overmatched. Boxing is a different sport than MMA. Boxing is an art, and you can't just learn this art in what, 6-9 months, and expect to be the professional.
No, it takes longer than that.
Yeah, to be a professional such as Floyd, a champion at that. So no.
But if he does do it, What are we gonna say Monday? Are we gonna give him his props?
That'll be the biggest up. That'll be the greatest upset in boxing history.
Hell yeah!
I'm just saying, don't sit here and don't think it might not happen. You know what I'm saying? We can't be.
Oh no! Anything, just like they say in MMA and they say it in boxing, anybody could get caught. So you can't sit there and say, "Well, it's not gonna happen. He's not gonna stick." You can't say that. Because anything can happen at a blink of an eye. Exactly.
But think about
this. And nobody thought Marquez was going to put him. Marquez put him to sleep.
Or I got another one that's not boxing. That buff dude that tried to do a flip and killed himself.
Saw that too.
You just never know.
Saw that too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he killed himself though.
Saw that too. That dude know too. He knows. Getting doggone well, he's too tall to do a backflip.
It's too big, man. He looked like it's like.
I'm sorry.
It might have been Ahmed Johnson's cousin, man. That you know.
Oh shit.
He done brought up the king of injuries, Ahmed Johnson. Man, we ain't talking about Ahmed Johnson on this networking forever. Oh.
Okay, how about this? I'll call him Big T.
Call him who?
Big T.
Oh, man.
We ain't said that name since we did the call-in show. Come on now.
Yep. But I just think it. You can't learn an art like that so quickly, and I just think he's gonna lose. And even if Conor does win, doesn't this stain boxing?
No, it'll liven it up. Because you'll have more dudes.
They'll have other ones.
Yep.
It'll have other people thinking they can pull it off.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
MMA's already getting their draws anyway. So.
Well, but you can have more crossover fights.
Yeah.
Then it.
Because outside of Floyd, what's boxing's biggest other draw? Triple G?
Yep.
But to me, I'm old school. These feather and middleweights ain't what really draw a boxing crowd in, man. You need a damn heavyweight.
You do.
And you ain't gonna find one right now because ain't no big heavyweights out there right now that good.
No.
Because with Klitschko retiring, who's left? You ain't gonna say Dante Wilder because he's a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you that now.
One and done or two and done. My fault. So.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I would love to see, we ain't going to get it because he's too big of a threat. Triple G and Floyd?
Floyd enough because he's in his prime, man. Floyd is scared to fight a dude that's actually a threat to him. He wants somebody
to. I hate to say it, but if Floyd stepped in the ring with Triple G, Triple G would put him to sleep.
Yeah, I think so too.
I hate to say it. I'm a Floyd fan, but if he step up against Triple G, no.
Who?
Everybody their mama's telling me, don't you ever step in the ring with Triple G, you will get the brakes beat off your ass. And I think he ain't going to be able to run from him. Mm-mm. Triple G would cut the ring off and put them hammers on him.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Love Triple G. Let's switch back over to the ground for 1 second. Got a lot of stuff in football to cover. Just so excited the season is back. Leonard Fournette says the NFL is slow and really easy. Will he regret those comments?
Nigga, what?
This coming season? Yes, a rookie said that. A rookie running back.
Oh, he's going to – they going to kill him.
He lucky Ray Lewis ain't in the damn league no more. It's Ray Lewis.
Exactly. Ray heard that shit. Oh, really? Yeah. Come to the house. I got something for you. You a rookie talking shit? Let him come over. I'm gonna light his ass up.
A rookie.
What's the division? Because I think Von Miller might get his ass.
You know they're in the same division, Jacksonville, Indy. So if they play, I'm trying to do they play. I gotta look it up real quick. I don't think they play though. I don't think Jacksonville plays never this year.
Who he play for?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who he play for?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It don't make a difference. Anybody hear that? Anybody hear those credits? Hear those come out of his mouth? Oh, really? Okay. You play for Jacksonville? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Jacksonville got to go to Minnesota. They got to go to Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. And they're saying Minnesota's defense is
it's
the
killer
best.
This year.
Yep.
That offense just needs to catch up.
Pretty much.
The offense needs to catch up.
Well, they need somebody instead of Sam Bradford.
Bradford. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They come out this way. They come out west. Oh, Jacksonville does play my Niners this year, and we're going to kill their ass just for that shit.
Tiger Woods is in the news this week as well. According to Toxic.
So what? He's garbage. They gave him a slap on the wrist because he's all fucked up in the head. Okay, Tiger, we're going to give you your pass. Get the fuck off.
The Tiger I need to get back is the one that's woman. He needs to get back to the Ric Flair Tiger Woods styling, profiling, jet setting.
I give you that. Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. I agree with that. He do need to get the styling, profiling, jet flying, limousine riding, wheeling, dealing, son of a motherfucker. Yeah, he do need to get back to that. But right now, he's under too much of a microscope. Once that's done, then yeah, he can do it.
Fuck the microscope, man. He need to get back there and kill him, man.
He shouldn't have got married. He shouldn't got married in the first place. But he was.
Nope.
But he was, according to his toxicology report, he had some drugs in his system. Vicodin, Xanax, had THC, which we all know is the weed.
Yeah, stay off the weed.
Weed. Stay off the weed. He had all that in his system. He had one more drug that I don't have listed here, but the Xanax is for mood and sleeping. The Vicodin and the Dulodrid, they're both painkillers, and of course THC is weed. So, hopefully he can get better, so quit fast in a hurry, and get off that stuff. That doesn't sound good for your body at all when you're taking all that stuff. So,
I know, Ask China.
Yeah, yeah. So, hopefully all that stuff, he can get off that stuff, man. Because none of that stuff can be good, particularly for your liver. Can none of that stuff be good for you?
Man, you got back problems, man. You sit there. I know you got a damn jacuzzi tub. Go down to damn Lush or one of them high-end stores, get the bath bombs, Epsom salt, and soak in the tub, and get one of your lady friends to give you a massage, man.
There you go. A couple of things we want to go over before we get out of here for the next 11:43. Time is flying by fast. Some games I want to go over, college football, other than FSU and Bama. I don't know if you heard, Big Tone, me and Tony C have been a dinner on FSU Bama this year. I got some of those.
He took Bama?
Yeah, he took Bama. He took Bama.
The way Florida State looking right now, ooh, that's going to be a good game. I can't call that one. I'm not going to call that one. That's going to be a good one.
And we don't know who's how Alabama's quarterback going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you can't call that. You can't call that game. That's one game you can't call. You gotta have to let that one play out.
Oh couple other games other than that game that we should be looking out for. I wrote down week one, Michigan versus Florida, September 2nd, 3:30 p.m. on ABC. That was until Florida.
Where are they playing? Are they playing in the big house?
I believe it don't matter, man. Dudes got suspended, seven players.
I'm about to say that. They're going to be, Florida's going to be shorthanded, so that's not going to be worth looking. You know, Harbaugh going to have them Wolverines ready, too, so.
Damn straight.
If you're not full strength, you definitely, I think that's going to be a loss. Week two should be interesting. We got Nebraska at Oregon, September the 9th, 4:30 p.m. on Fox. Week number two as Oklahoma at Ohio State, September the 9th at 7:30 on ABC. I want to see that game so bad. Clemson at Louisville, week three, September 16th, 3:30 p.m. on ABC or ESPN.
I'm taking Louisville on that one. Yeah. Clemson shouldn't have won that shit last year. I'm sorry. Fuck that shit.
Week three as well, Miami at my Florida State Seminoles, September the 16th at 8 p.m. on ABC. Got my Florida State Seminoles, but like I say, I'm not putting anything past Miami because that's a robbery. And then we're looking at week four, Notre
Dame. Wide left.
What's that?
Wide left, that's all I'm saying.
I know. We need to just keep it out of the field goal kicker's hands. week number four, Notre Dame at Michigan State, September 23rd at 8 p.m. I got a question. Why is Notre Dame still considered as a contender? Is it because of the reputation or
fanboys?
Because they're Notre Dame.
It's got to be.
Just the name, because Notre Dame was horrible. I remember the Charlie Weiss era, that black coach.
Horrible.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I don't understand.
They sucked after Lou Holtz left. They sucked.
They haven't been the same ever since.
Nope.
The NBA released this season today, and ESPN and ABC television schedules include Pacers at Thunder. You know that's going to put your boys PG-13 going against his former Pacers team. Then we got the Bulls versus the Timberwolves. Jimmy Butler's return to Chicago. Pacers and Thunder will be December 13th on ESPN. Bulls-Timberwolves will be February 9th on ESPN. Bulls are going to be terrible. We'd be lucky to win a damn game. Celtics versus Jazz. That's going to be the
Gordon Hayward homecoming.
That's going to be March 28th on ESPN. Finally, Chris Paul will meet the Clippers, first game as Rocket, on January the 18th. Did you guys think the NBA got the schedule right? I think they did.
How many times Cleveland fight Golden State?
Golden State? Cleveland
twice?
Played Golden State twice. Yeah.
Christmas and Friday.
Christmas.
They do play Christmas. Yeah. They do play Christmas Day. Because the Lakers are playing, I think the Lakers playing the Rockets that year. I mean, that day.
Yeah. Oh, Golden State versus Houston and beginning of the.
That's opening night. I think that one's opening night.
I want to see if the Rockets first can get Carmelo. And if they get Melo.
That's not gonna do nothing. It's not. It's too much. It's not enough ball for them too.
Exactly. So why would he want to go somewhere where he know he ain't gonna get the ball?
Yeah.
And he don't want to play behind. He don't want to play behind LeBron, even though it would probably get him to the championship game.
Not with Kyrie not being there.
They're not gonna be. Shit. That's what they're gonna take him instead of Kyrie.
Okay. Let me tell you this, then. How damn Carmelo don't play no defense. So when they meet up with Golden State in the damn finals,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They'll get to the finals, but they go get slaughtered.
Hold on one second, guys. Let me bring in another caller on line number three. Tony C, what's up, man?
I told you that damn Cowboy fan was going to call after I started talking shit about him.
Tony C, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, first of all, I don't even recognize 49ers fans in my world. They're not even on my level.
Because you guys are going to have to come to us, and we're going to beat that ass in Levi's Stadium. Because last time we played y'all in your house, we ran the whole show.
Y'all came in our house and whooped our ass. I can't front.
I'm not gonna sit there in front. This year? Oh, yeah, please. And we play y'all while your boy is gonna be sitting on his ass? Please.
Listen, y'all not gonna beat us with Brian Hoyer. I'm sorry. If y'all couldn't beat us with Kaepernick,
yes,
y'all damn sure can't. Y'all damn sure ain't gonna beat us without.
Wait a minute.
He played against us
the last time, and the four times that he did, he's 3-1. We beat y'all ass all three times when Colin Kaepernick was quarterbacking for us.
You making my point?
Every time y'all came, we went down there and beat that ass.
He ain't walking through that door. There you go.
Nah. So. Brian Hoyer. I think Brian Hoyer can do a good job until we get Kirk Cousins. Yeah, Brian Hoyer will be cool. He'd be all right.
I ain't getting Kirk Cousins.
He'd be all right.
I had a talk with him.
Are you talking out of both sides of your mouth? First, you saying y'all gonna do a good job. Y'all need if y'all all that you don't
oh,
need
no.
Kirk Cousins.
Like I just said. He will do until we get Kirk Cousins. That's
y'all not getting him. I already told you, I done drove to Richmond.
Delusions of grandeur.
I done drove to Richmond to talk to Kirk Cousins at damn practice. Say you leave if you want to, partner.
Yeah. I have delusions of grandeur? You damn Skippy, I do. Because just like Cowboy fans do. You damn
nope,
accident
nope,
waiting
nope,
to happen. Everybody say that shit. Come on, man.
No, not this one.
Will you win a playoff game this year? Nope.
Probably not.
Exactly. Probably. So that's it.
Let me get you real quick.
But at least we got a chance of making the playoffs.
For the week.
Yeah.
Real quick, Tony. See, let me get you.
Will it happen? We'll see. But no.
We missing one of our best players for six games, so
I don't want to hear that shit. Okay, go ahead and make excuses now. Go ahead and make excuses now.
We'll take one of y'all best players, but y'all ain't got no best players. They all gone somewhere else.
Not yet. Exactly. So that's why I'm not sitting here saying anything. Because I want Kyle Shanahan to prove himself on the field. I'm not gonna sit here and say shit. I want them to prove that.
How you not saying that? You selling out right now? Talk about who gonna make the playoffs?
Right.
Y'all, the Rams gonna have a better record than y'all.
Oh snap! I ain't even gotten into that yet. Oh snap!
And he can't say nothing. He can't say jack.
Before we get to Tony C's thought on Ezekiel Elliott, let's talk about those trades very quickly. Bills trade cornerback Ronald Darby to the Eagles for wide receiver Jordan Matthews and a 2018 third round pick. The Bills also trade wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a 2018 sixth round pick to the Rams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For cornerback
that was
AJ Gaines and a 2018 second round pick.
First off,
I think the Buffalo Bills are going backwards. That's the first thing. And the second thing. The Rams, by getting Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods in free agency, they're making Goff put up or shut up.
Well, they're going to have a better record than the 49ers. That's basically what they're telling me.
Yeah, I'll get that.
We shall see. We shall see.
The 49ers going to have the number one pick.
No. We ain't gonna have the number
Who
one pick.
Who gonna be
what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
got a Jet. Jet. The Jets gonna have. I bet we have better than y'all.
Or Cleveland.
Cleveland gonna have
the
number one.
All that trash. I bet we have a better record than y'all.
I doubt that very seriously.
No.
Y'all gonna find a way to fuck up. Y'all gonna find a way to fuck up as usual.
Y'all already fucked up. What are you talking about?
How you figure this?
Who the best player on the San Francisco 49ers? Jeremy Curley?
Pierre Garçon? I can't say Carlos Hyde because he's always hurt.
That's true. Jesus.
I tell you what, since y'all got a squad like that, if you get in fantasy, I hope you be picking all 49ers and let's see who had the most production. You pick Pierre Garçon, and I'm pick Dez Bryant, and we'll see who had the most production.
Who gonna throw it to him? You actually think Dez? Okay, I'm not even gonna go there.
So you saying, hold on, I'm gonna let it go. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you think Brian Hoyer is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott? Really, man?
Dak Prescott is gonna go. That's just 1 year.
I don't give a damn if it's half a year.
Brian Hoyer's been in certain aspects of his whole career. I have to know. I'm gonna say this. He's my quarterback right now because I haven't seen him play. I'm waiting to see how he do. But I have to admit, his first year as a starter, he was garbage. He did sit on his ass. Dak Prescott got up there and showed his ass. I'm not going to say it here and disrespect him like that because he did it. He went 13-3 his first year. I can't front on that. Period. I'm going to give him his props. But the sophomore jinx comes in as it happens to everybody. He's going to get his ass
even if we go
even if we go
10-6, we have a record of y'all team trash, man.
I don't see it. Kaepernick
and Harbaugh.
I'm sitting here right now. I'm going to tell you this. I don't care. I'm going to sit here and tell you this. Dallas, San Francisco will have a better record than Dallas. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it right now.
This is what I don't understand. How y'all going to go from what? They had the number two pick this year or something? Number three, one of them?
Yeah.
A high pick. Y'all had a high pick.
Yeah, number two.
So that means.
Okay.
Y'all might split with the Rams. So that means basically what you're telling me, y'all going to beat Seattle twice, right?
Yeah, pretty.
And Arizona twice.
Hell yeah.
Did he just say?
Hey, man. I think we need to have drugs.
I'm saying it right here, right now. I'll put it like this. I'm going to say this. Will they beat Arizona twice? Yes. Will they beat Seattle twice? No. I won't say that. I'm not going to say that. They'll split with Seattle. I'll say that.
Okay. So,
but for the rest, okay. They'll go in the desert and beat the shit out of them. I'm sorry.
My next question is, so how many wins are the 49ers going to have?
I say an 8-8 season.
8-8. Shit, all we got to do is do our regular 9-7. We better than y'all.
Motherfucker, y'all always 8-8. What the hell are you talking about? That's y'all's favorite. That's y'all's favorite difference.
Just because y'all had Kaepernick and got lucky with Jim Harbaugh, but y'all got stupid and ran him out of town. Like dumbass.
But y'all was eight and eight for what? 8 years straight and always missed the playoffs?
Yes.
I'm not trying to hear it.
But have we had a coach come through since Jimmy Johnson like a Jim Harbaugh?
What coach have you had that they've been bullshit, that's been sucking Jerry Jones' dick?
You making my point for me. Y'all had a coach that was winning and y'all ran the man out of town.
No, that was the general manager that ran him out.
Whoever, y'all ran him out of town.
But for the most part, y'all's coach, which was a former quarterback, I remember that he was a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes,
I knew this.
We all remember that.
Jerry Jones took over, he was sucking his dick to get this damn job. He's got the job. He didn't do shit until he went 8-8 his first five, six seasons, he was 8-8 every year. Period. Couldn't get to the playoffs, didn't do shit. Ask Tony Romo.
Breaking news. What you gonna tell me next? Water wet and sky blue. I mean, tell me something. Tell me something I don't know.
I would put it like this. I'm going to drop the mic because I got to go take care of my mom. My mom's back. I got to take care of her.
Take care,
quick.
Man. Thanks
I'm
for calling. I'm going to
drop
in.
The mic when
you I got,
get it.
You got to go take care of Brian Hoyer back because he's going to have to carry y'all to this. You're going to go 8-8 on Madden. I can tell you that. If you simulate the whole season on Madden, you might go make some trades.
I already did that. We went on Madden, we went 12-3.
Big tone, man.
Damn, y'all ain't play 16 games. You both play 16 games. They went 12-3. They must have tied one. Oh, my God.
12-3 or one.
You must have had it on... He must have had it on Ricky. He traded for Tom Brady, Julio Jones, and Tlaib Khalil that played for the Broncos.
Oh, my goodness.
Get
hey,
the hell
Big
out
Tone,
of
man. Big Tone, take care of your mom, man. Thanks for calling in, okay? All right, Big Tone.
We're gonna call his segment the delusion segment.
Man,
segment of delusion.
And you said we need to have drug testers. So AA, I'm coming to the rank in offices. Print out
with
this
for the cups.
I'm coming with the cups and release.
Hell yeah! Some of this stuff that fly out of people's mouth need to be drug tested. High giraffe.
A couple other things before we get out of here for the night. Don't forget about the Rant EM Fantasy Football League. Send me your email address. You can do it on Rant EM's Facebook page. You can do it on the Sports Report Facebook group page. Do it either one of those places. I'll get you into the league. As of right now, we got 6 spots left. 2 have yet to accept invitations. Hint, hint, surfer. So definitely accept the invite. Get on in. The draft will be broadcasted live September the 3rd right here on Rant EM Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern. So definitely get on in there.
And I just called in to say one more thing. I know you're about to end the show in a minute. Mm-hmm. I heard the interim conversation about the one, the next big thing. Tomorrow night, Doom, I will be addressing your so-called issue with the one Brock Lesnar on the rent 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
You need to tune in, everybody, because I got a real bone to pick with somebody whose favorite wrestler is the best that was, the best that is, the best that ever will be. Go anywhere for money, one of the biggest money whores out of the business.
Who? Doom, you a Bret Hart fan?
You damn right.
Oh, but when I dissect that crybaby tomorrow
hold
night,
right.
I will be laying out my argument. Double A, if you're listening, the A block of the show. I'm sick of Doom talking about Brock. Like he want to call somebody a cancer. Well, Bret Hart, if Brock is cancer, Bret Hart is HIV. Damn it. I'm saying that to the business.
Oh, my goodness.
Tune in tomorrow to the rant, 9 p.m. Bret Hart will get the riot act tomorrow.
Okay.
The riot act on the rant. Don't forget a couple other newsworthy items real quick. Martavis Bryant from the Pittsburgh Steelers, conditionally reinstated by the league. He is practicing, but it is a conditional reinstatement. So, Martavis Bryant, you got to stay off the weed, man. Stay off the weed. The Steelers need you. You can get to the AFC title game with you to get to the Patriots. Then that's when you lose. Bryce Harper, nasty injury over the weekend. Did you guys see that injury?
Yeah, slip and fall.
That's baseball, man. Yeah. They want to get them games in. Yeah. They don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And as we all know, Ryan Tannehill went through season-ending knee surgery, and Jay Cutler may be the starter as early as next week. Damn it.
Ain't no maybe. They ain't got no choice.
Damn it, man. I hate Cutler.
We need football needed. Well, yeah, Tom Brady anyway, because Garofalo gonna make him Joe Montana his ass. Like, look,
I said it earlier. I said it earlier. They got next season. They got a decision.
This season, after this year, it's a wrap. Yeah, they're gonna have to make. They're gonna have to do something. Mm-hmm. We're gonna find out where all the Patriots fans loyalty lie. Garofalo or Brady?
They might trade Brady to the Chiefs. You never know.
No, he need to go to Denver. If he go to Denver,
yeah.
I might side with him then.
They'll be back on their winning ways.
Because he'll be getting some real win, beat some real teams like the Raiders.
The Chiefs.
You know, the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You know, Chargers. But when you beating up on the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills every year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Ain't no competition.
Nope. All right, you guys. We got some exciting programming coming on Rant and Radio this week, starting with the Shining Wizards tomorrow night at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant, as Tony C. eloquently stated, will be 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Him and AA will go into the whole world of professional wrestling, and you get to hear his Brock rant, too.
Oh, no, it's going to be the Bret Hart Revenge Tour.
Hey, I ain't worried about that.
Coming for you, get hit, man.
All right.
Bret Hart Revenge Tour. Then we also, on Thursday night, we also have Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Then Friday, we have an all-new edition live of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Congratulations to Choppy. Got that baby on the way. Congratulations to you. We'll be Choppy and Philly Phil will be on the line doing a throwback of pro wrestling's greatest matches. And then on Sunday will be the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. That's right, Surfer. I said, what are you ruling?
That's right.
I'm not going to let you disrespect me. Name. You're not going to disrespect me or try to intimidate me with how I doggone plug your show. What are you ruling comic That's book right. show? Every Sunday, 5 p.m.
We call our dictatorships for what they is.
He's got the thing. He got the glove, man. He got that Finley gauntlet, man. We got to stop Surfer, man. We got to stop him.
By any means necessary.
And then it's this fine show, the Sports Report, every Monday at 11:15 p.m. right after Raw. Big shout out to Ric Flair. Get better soon, my friend. Medically induced coma. But reports are saying he did pull through just fine. Gentlemen, is there anything else before we get out of here for tonight?
Nah, I just got to talk to Tony C. offline.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
It.
Oh, Lord. All right. That's going to do it for me. I appreciate you.
I just want to say, tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Bret Hart, get hit, man. We'll get put in his place on this network.
Don't worry. I'll be putting Brock in his place.
Oh, no. That place is solidified. Get hit, man. It's okay. A little shaky, and we're gonna plead our case about the whiny get hit man.
Well, the whiny Bret has given you so many gems in his life, so I don't understand why you blame.
As many gems as he didn't gave us, he didn't gave us as many tears for his ass crying.
Hey, but at least he didn't leave his smile and took his ball and go home, all right?
I ain't got nothing to do with that guy.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing to do with that guy. Yeah, yeah. That's your man, Hightower. You got to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. If there's nothing else, I thank everybody for calling in. Thank you for everybody checking out the downloads. We do appreciate the patriotism. And if there's nothing else, you guys take care. We'll see you on Monday night. See you guys later.